Okay, ready?
I'm shy. What's up, everyone? You're listening to...
Okay. What's up, everyone? You're listening to Underqualified Duo, the podcast where we talk about whatever's on our mind, whether we know about it or not.
I'm Chris, the guy with a ton of random facts, some of which are actually useful, most of which are just for laughs.
And I'm Kimberly, your slightly unfiltered, definitely opinionated co-host, here to make things interesting or awkward, depending on how you look at it.
Together, we're here to drop unsolicited advice, tell some wild stories, and probably make you question why you're still listening.
But hey, no judgment, just real talk, a little chaos, and definitely no credentials.
So grab a drink, sit back, and let's dive into the madness. You might regret it, but at least you'll have fun.
So we're going to get into the part of the podcast where we get to know each other.
First part.
Yeah, part one.
What was your name again?
Your wife. Get to know us a little better. So we're going to do some rapid fire Q&A. No.
Ready? One, two, three. What's
your go-to snack?
$5 foot long?
That's not a snack. That's a whole freaking meal.
Okay, you go first. You said rapid fire.
I'm gonna go with pickles.
Pickles?
Yeah, delicious.
Recently, I mean just this past week, vanilla, oat milk, and dates, and a banana smoothie.
Smoothie?
I mean, in a smoothie. All those things. Wait, we just get one snack?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
Come on, moving on. If you could switch lives with anyone for a day, who would it be?
Abraham Lincoln.
What is
it? Obama? No, I don't know. I want somebody with a big house. Do they have to live their lives? Like, do jobs?
You can't have?
Not to do jobs, just to get a nice big bed.
But it says for one day, so you'll do anything they do in a day.
Joe Biden and his wife, me and you.
I gotta choose who I wanna be.
You're gonna be without me? You're gonna sleep in a different bed?
Oh. I was gonna say you.
Why would you switch lives with me?
Because you always seem so stressed. I'm like, you're stressed. Always like, just going, you know?
I'm stressed about the podcast.
It's gonna be a great podcast.
It's pretty good. I didn't answer. You guys can't skip.
You said Joe Biden.
No. That was for both of us.
Okay, go choose a real one. Hurry, this is supposed to be rapid.
Probably Lil Dicky, because he switched with everybody, so he could be a bunch of people.
Just in the song?
Yeah.
What's one thing you can't live without?
Probably Wi-Fi. Internet.
Why are you going to say me?
It's just a thing. You're not a thing.
Yeah, I'm a
You're
human.
A human. Okay, human. My human wife.
Not going to say you anymore.
It says a thing. It means like a material thing, right?
Okay, fine.
Okay, go.
Money.
That's cheap.
That's a thing. What else do you want to say?
Why don't you say me? If you were a superhero, rapid fire, I'm cutting you off like you cut me
Jeez.
Off. If you were a superhero, what would your power be?
Fly.
You would be a fly? What would your power be?
No, to fly.
Oh.
I wouldn't need a car. Save money.
That's
on
a
car
basic
insurance.
One, though.
Yeah, it's a good one, though.
I'd probably be, if you're sick, you know when you're sick and you know you have to cough, but you're at work or something, I would have that power where you don't cough.
That's not a superpower.
Yeah, because it's cool, yeah.
How do you help? I thought a superpower was something, like a power
it's
you
superhuman.
Used to
all humans cough when they have to. Oh, you mean like just to save people?
Oh, no, okay. No, that's cool.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay.
Wait, I'm gonna change mine.
No, too late. Okay. What's the last thing you Googled?
Wait, probably.
No,
not
too
get,
late.
Not get burned.
That's not a superpower. What's the last thing you Googled?
Guerlain Extreme, the fragrance that I just sprayed on my hand that I thought was gonna annoy you. Is it annoying you? Does it smell strong?
Did you really do that just to annoy me?
No, I wanted to see if it was gonna annoy you, and if it was, I don't know if you like these notes in it.
That's okay.
Does it smell okay? Okay.
Yeah, it's fine.
So we're safe?
Yeah, we're safe.
What about you?
The thing
how to start a podcast.
What you told me to Google last. How to make a sauce or something. Whatever that's called. What's it called?
My spicy fish.
Your spicy fish sauce. That. I don't even know what it was called. What's the weirdest thing you've ever eaten?
Ooh.
I'm not adventurous with my foods.
Probably cat. Just kidding. Not cat. I don't think I've eaten anything weird.
Yeah, I'm not adventurous.
Probably just foods mixed together.
I guess.
Like a bunch of sauces mixed together. Or when you're a kid and you just make a bunch of stuff in the kitchen and mix it together. Did you do that?
No.
No, me either.
What would you do if you won the lottery tomorrow?
What would I do right now? I'd probably just be waiting for them to call the numbers. Oh, you mean after I found out I won?
Oh my goodness.
Like tomorrow.
However you want to interpret this question, okay. Go for it.
Your questions are bunk. Probably buy a new mic. Is this one sounding good? Maybe get a gold, like the silver teeth on the side, just one.
You didn't want to get a house or something?
What kind of lottery? Like the big one?
Yeah.
I thought you meant just like a daily three. I mean, like $40. People always ask people that question, but they never specify how much money.
So you just assume it's
like $500 million.
But you're lowballing it?
But it could be like a scratcher.
I'm trying to think big here and think big money. You're thinking real low.
I'm thinking just you win a ticket and then you get a free ticket. People have to be more specific on this question.
You can make it whatever you want to be. This is our question.
Okay, what's your answer? A house?
Yeah.
For everybody that you know or just us?
Just us.
Can we have five cats?
I'll think about it.
Full disclosure, we're not supposed to have any cats in our apartment.
Hey, don't tell nobody.
What's one thing you've always wanted to learn?
How to use nunchucks.
Oh, I tried those the other day in Greg's garage. Shout out to Greg. But one of them fell off. It was more dangerous than regular nunchucks. They were just held on by screws. They were like homemade. They were bootleg nunchucks. From Tijuana. Probably.
Okay, you gotta answer it.
That was mine. You stole it from my head.
We're both answering them.
Oh, no, that was mine. I want you to learn how to use nunchucks.
Oh, that was yours too?
Now it is.
You're the worst. Oh. You want to ask this one?
What's something you always do that annoys the other person?
You go first.
No, you go first.
No, you go first.
Nothing annoys me. You're perfect and beautiful.
Okay, we know that's a lie. Go ahead. Answer truthfully. We got to be honest in this podcast.
I like that you wake up at night and take care of the cats.
What?
When they're crying and you take care of them.
Oh, yeah. What a noise.
Next question.
No. Give it to me.
I don't think anything.
No, that is not true.
I don't think anything.
Tell me.
Okay, you go first. I'll tell you after.
Why? For me, I think it's when you're always biting your nails.
It's not me.
It's like every 3 minutes.
Look how long they are. They're not bad.
They're very, very short.
I think I was bleeding this weekend. I was biting them in the movie theater, huh? We saw Wicked. Shout out to Ariana Grande if you're listening. Hook us up with some food or something.
Food?
Yeah.
Okay, your turn.
You want something serious or something like a...
What a noise?
Yeah.
You? There's how many things are there?
Zero. I don't know. I'm trying to think. I have zero.
Okay, what's your serious one?
I don't have one. I was just asking if you wanted me to think of something.
Give me one.
You always have to use the restroom when I do, when we get home from eating.
That's annoying.
No.
My bodily fluids are annoying to you? What's the most random thing you've ever argued about?
It's like me and you only?
Uh-huh.
Not with like strangers?
No, let's do me and you.
Probably like road rage. What if people got road rage with their spouses when they're driving, when they're meeting somewhere?
Like if I'm driving in front of you or something and you're honking at me?
Yeah. Then I get like crazy road rage and it's just like it's about something else.
Okay.
We don't argue. We've never argued once.
That's not true. I don't think we've ever argued We've never over yelled. Anything like dumb though.
Yeah,
right?
Like something super trivial, not really.
Okay, those are our rapid fire Q&A questions.
There's 44 more.
I know. I'm deleting. Uh-huh. That's a lot of them.
Aww.
I learned a lot from you.
Broom broom.
Aww.
Okay. All right, last one off the top of the dome. What's your favorite Vine?
Hurricane Katrina, more like Hurricane Tortilla.
That's a good one.
Yeah,
classic.
I think that's one of my top 10.
Top 10?
Yeah. There's too many good ones.
There's some good ones.
Okay, that's one of my top 3.
All right, cool.
What's yours? The one you just did?
That's a good one. Was she on Vine? That was a Vine. That was a Vine days, huh?
Yeah, it's definitely a Vine. Was that it?
Fun fact, that is not a girl. It's a guy.
Is it, though?
I don't know.
Questionable from the last thing we just saw about
we'll wait another this ten, person. We'll wait another 10 years and see if they make another video. Another update.
Okay, we're going to get to the next part of our podcast where anyone could ask us a question. But since this is... You know, episode 1.
We're live. We have 94,000 people listening right now, it says. Is that what it says?
I think so.
No, oh, that's the time. Never mind.
Yeah,
it's 9:40.
Yeah, yeah. It says 0. Yeah.
Ask the underqualified. Today's question comes in from Jeff.
Goldblum.
From Jeff's Burgers. From Jeff's Burgers out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. He's asking, is it better to binge watch a series or watch one episode at a time?
I think it's better to binge watch a series. I think just do it all at once.
Cut it off.
And get it over with.
Like a circumcision.
And then you'll be happy you went through it all. And then you have something to talk about with your friends.
But what if your friends are busy?
Then you get the upper hand and you'd be like, oh, I know what this is about. And you feel all confident.
What if your friend works at AMPM overnight? That's his second job. And he's like 4 kids. He has no time to watch what show you're watching. You're going to spoil it for him?
Yeah, that's his problem.
I guess you're right. Yeah, I'm on board. You convinced me.
Thanks.
That was fast. That was easy.
That was easy.
All right. See you guys next week.
Thanks. Thanks for listening to our
pilot episode. So for next week, submit questions or any topics that you want to hear about. You can do that on
Instagram.
Google.com. Instagram.
Our Instagram handle is @underqualifiedduo.
God bless.
Okay, bye.